You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, since we had so many great, like, Ask the Crews today, so we got a few more that we're going to add in here. So this first one's from Francis in Glendale, and it's actually to Taylor. It says, are you the guy at parties who always brings out the guitar? Hashtag Ask Taylor.
You absolutely are.
I can see it.
If somebody 100%. Asks, I'll play for them, but I'm not bringing my own guitar to the party. No.
What's your first song
you
play if
you bring the fiddle out, though, whenever you want.
I don't just have it in my backpack, you know, with me at all times.
You totally are sitting around, you know, the fire pit, and you're just like, you know, I'm going to plug this in real fast. Hey, guys.
The parties I go to typically have instruments there. So, I mean, it's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what's the first song you play if you're asked to play a song?
Wonderwall for you, Emily.
Oh, that's good.
Look at that. All right, there's one for you.
That's so on brand. You're such an Oasis guy. That's perfect.
That makes perfect sense. All right, Em, this one's from you. This is from Aaron Palmer. He says, what would Emily do if she could only hear Taylor Swift on randomized Pandora channels? Hashtag Ask Emily.
So in this world, it's the idea that Taylor Swift has some sort of deal where she can only be on Pandora. No,
and not just her own channel. Yes. It's random channels at random times.
I think I'd be okay, because then, you know, every so often I get her. But then I like other things that sound like Taylor Swift. So it's not like I just like Taylor Swift. I like my pop girlies. So I think if I was on a station that's a Taylor Swift station, I'd be fine. And then maybe I like buy vinyls more or something like that, where I could just have the physical stuff. But yeah, I don't know about that.
I kind of like Taylor Swift. Is that
she's amazing. Yeah. I think that you should love her a lot.
I know. I think she's really talented. I think she's really good, and I like her songs.
That's great.
And she writes her stuff, right?
Like, yes, she writes all of her own stuff.
I respect that. Like, yes. I don't know.
Taylor's a hater. Everyone else is a hater.
It's not a hater, just not my style of music that I'm like, I'm going to turn on Taylor Swift.
I'd be okay with that, too. You know what? We're kind of the demo, huh?
It's okay.
Is the concert still like crazy amounts now, like the secondary market?
She just marked out.
She straightened up a little bit. She was like, all right, I'm ready for this. Hold on.
I'm with you, Em. I saw those tickets, especially the Vegas show. I'm looking at the secondary market, and people are like, hey, Kirk, I know you used to play for the Raiders, and you probably may have an in to the people at Allegiant Stadium, but there's a Taylor Swift. I'm like, wait, people are calling me, texting me. Do I got pulled at Allegiant Stadium? I can't help you, because I looked at those ticket prices on the secondary market. I mean, what are you getting besides the concert that comes with these prices, Emily? Are you getting a meet and greet? Are you getting lunch, brunch, and dinner? Like, it's crazy.
You're getting the show of your lifetime, Kirk Morrison. Wow. You're getting the best show you could probably pay your money for. But she's doing her Eras tour, so it's like, it could be this like a four-hour concert.
Her what tour?
Eras, so she's doing all of her different eras.
I heard Eras.
She has a lot of music. Yes. She like actually can justify that.
Exactly. And so I paid face value for my tickets, thank God.
Oh, congrats.
And so I got it on the pre-sale ticket market. But I have a bunch of friends, and three of my sisters are coming to town for it. It's going to be amazing.
How many tickets you get?
I got 6 tickets.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
So you took all the tickets. All right, I get it. I see.
No, that's okay. You're having a group. What is it called when you're a Swift fan?
A Swiftie.
Yeah. Swiftie?
You're a Swiftie all the way.
What's the date? What's the date of this concert?
I'm going August 5th.
August 5th?
Saturday at SoFi Stadium.
So is this like one of those things? Because story time really quickly.
Yes.
I'm sorry. But I'll always remember this one time. I was in Arizona with my buddies. We're having a little happy hour, and we're at the Scottsdale Mall. We're outside, you know, on the little terrace having, drinks and food. And I remember there was like limos upon limos and car services pulling up, and it was like women getting out, and it was like 5 at a time, 6 at a time, 7. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but the last 2.5-3 hours, all these women keep getting out of limos, and I couldn't figure out what is going on. So I just said, you know what? Excuse me, man. I just want to know what's going on. I keep seeing all these women get out. It's like, it's the Sex and the City premiere comes out, or the Sex and the City just came out. And so I'm like, Sex and the City, the movie, was coming out, and people were going in groups. So I only, once I thought about that, how are you going to get to the concert? Is this like a full-on day? Because this can't just be like, oh, I drive to the concert and we go. Like, this has to be like a full weekend extravaganza.
We're tailgating for Taylor
You're
Swift.
You're tailgating a concert?
I'm into this.
I mean, why wouldn't you tailgate for Taylor Swift? And so I have five people coming from out of town. So, Taylor Swift did not tour in Virginia, North Carolina, or South Carolina. So that's where a lot of my family and friends are. And so they are like, okay, I'm going to travel either anyway. So I'm going to travel to LA for the show and stay with me. So I'm having a lot of people stay with me. And then we're going to do tailgate in downtown. We're probably going to try to hit up a club afterwards and do a Taylor Swift only club. And it's going to be great. We're going to do different outfits for each different era. So there's 12 different albums. And so we're each going to do a different outfit for a different album. It's going to be amazing. I'm super excited about it.
So this is the last question that I got for you. Because I can only hear so much about Taylor Swift.
I know. You got to cut me off.
How much is your price? What is your price? Everybody has a price for something. To get rid of just your ticket. Ooh. The other five can go to somebody else. Wow. What is your price for that one ticket?
It's
lowest.
It's very, very, very high.
Right. So what would that price be?
I think it'd have to be... Because I'm not giving it up.
Yeah,
it'd,
not giving it up.
No. This is for your ticket.
Yes, I'm not giving it up, but if it would, it'd be 50K.
50K?
Yes.
I think that could be doable. I'm sure somebody out there can find
that. But there was another question.
Hey, so if you want to take Emily's ticket, get $50,000, you can send it to Venmo to somewhere for Emily Hebel. I don't know what it is.
$50,000 Venmo?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never sent that much money.
Extravaganza.
Never seen that much money.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt, are you working on Christmas?
I'll be there on Christmas. Yes, indeed.
Which one? Which game are you doing?
I'm doing Broncos at Rams.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's an exciting one.
Generally speaking, I don't have a problem with the NFL crowding into the NBA's territory on Christmas, right?
Correct.
Well,
do we have any more Ask Everybody's? Are we done? We good?
No, there's one more for me, but we'll do it next segment.
You sure?
Perfect.
Yes, we're all good.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it because I actually think it's sort of different audiences. I think the NFL is basically everybody, and the NBA is a slice of the pie, right?
Okay.
And the people who really want to watch the NBA game, they're probably going to watch the NBA game because it's their team and they're into it. Like, if you're a Laker fan and you really want to watch LeBron play Luka on Christmas Day, you're going to watch it. But the rest of the time, you're going to have football on. You're probably not going to watch the rest of the games. Right, you're probably not going to watch the rest of the NBA games. Whereas it used to be like you would just leave on ABC or Turner or whatever it is, and you just leave it on all day, like we're going to do with football. So the crowd in, and I think the teams of the fans of each team are going to watch whatever team NBA team they want, but the casuals are all going to watch football, right?
Well, it depends. I think it depends. Yeah, it depends.
It really depends. And sorry to cut you off, Greg.
You're fine.
Since 1989, okay, 1989. Mm-hmm. It seems like it wasn't that far ago, right, for us older folks. But then you really think about, like, that's 30-plus years ago. Anyway, but since 1989, there's only been 22 regular season games on Christmas Day. So the NFL has not done Christmas. They have generally given that to the NBA. But more importantly, they've given it, they've given Christmas Day to the fans, to people to be at home with their families. Now, because how often does it happen truly to have Christmas Day fall on a Sunday?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it like
what they did this year was weird is they moved a lot of games to Saturday.
Correct. Right.
And now there's this.
For the NBA, I would think.
No, I think they did it because it's that time of year. Once college football is done, they literally take over the weekend. They did it last weekend with a triple header. They'll do it this weekend. They'll do it the following weekend. So the NFL just takes over the weekends once college football is done. And look, before the season, if you told me, hey, we would have these matchups, look, I'll be all for it. All right, Green Bay at Miami seemed like a great one. Aaron Rodgers versus Tua. Or Russell Wilson and Denver Broncos take on Matthew Stafford and the Rams. You're like, oh, sign me up for that one for Christmas. And then at the end, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady versus Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. And now all three games.
Packers, Dolphins, maybe.
Packers, Dolphins might be all right. Got some.
That may
but also, like, Kirk, you said that there was 22 Christmas Day games for the NFL. They do this, but the last 3 years they've had Christmas Day games. They had one
this
in 2020.
Really been a recent thing.
They had 20. They had two in 2021. Now it's three this year. So this is not something new by any means. I don't think this is some like the NFL is taking over Christmas.
No,
I think
they used to stand down. Like it used to be, the NBA was really the Christmas Day thing, and the NBA builds in a lot of content in and around. So I know on our network, we build in a lot of stuff building up to Christmas because that is a big day for the NBA.
Yeah.
And it, like, even down to, like, because I'm friends with a lot of people who are on the broadcast crews, like working a Christmas Day game is a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah.
Like that's like the spotlight game. Which game do you have? But even just being on the broadcast crew for a Christmas Day game is a big deal. So, yeah. Generally speaking, it's just... The NFL is just the king.
It can own anything it wants.
Whenever it wants to.
Yeah.
I think for me, as a former NFL player, two things. I've been to a Christmas Day game when I was an active player. I was playing for the Buffalo Bills, and the New York Knicks were playing. I forget who they were playing, but it was one of those games where it's a noon tip-off in New York. Me and my wife, we did the whole New York experience because we had a couple days off for the Christmas break. But then I think about, for me as a fan, I've always said Christmas Day is really the NBA's tip-off. Not necessarily the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. I just call it the NBA tip-off. And then actually the season truly begins the day after the Super Bowl for NBA fans. So that's why you got guys who come and, you know, Christmas Day is where you bring out the best shoes, or the designer shoes, the player edition shoes for the NBA players, because everybody knows that all the eyeballs will be on you finally. You get one day to show the NBA or the world that the NBA is king for one day. And now the NFL taking it over.
But, you know, the thing about it, like, it's generally seen, it was like almost a gentleman's agreement to say, okay, the NBA has Christmas and, you know, NFL has Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But I almost thought it was, back when I was growing up, like, there was a lot of stores that were closed on Christmas.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people who would close early for Christmas Eve.
Of course.
And that's all gone, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's still more
open
closed
on Christmas now.
Yeah, things are more open on Christmas.
More than a lot of Chinese food places.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to get Chinese food on Sunday.
Yeah, you can get a lot of stuff. Like, there's, and the general thing was, okay, you know, this is the one day of the year we're going to try to give our employees the day off so they can be home with their families and you don't have to be anywhere, do anything. And like, if you didn't get your Christmas dinner thought of in advance, too bad, right? Yeah. I'm sure you could Postmate something.
Oh,
like,
you
everything's open.
People are driving around.
We've just dropped this idea that certain days matter, that people have days off, that certain things should be sacred or certain things should be like go be with your family. Yeah. And I'm kind of sad about it. I feel bad for all the retail workers who have to like go out because Macy's needs to have another sale or Bloomie's needs to have. But there's money to be made. People go out shopping. It's not like people stay home. I think people are just kind of bored and like they don't necessarily have, maybe you do have your family, but you don't want to stay home. Like you'd rather just go out.
Stay inside and watch NBA and NFL. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
And Momo, by the way, too, just another thought here as well. The Rams Broncos game will be televised on Nickelodeon.
Oh, good. Wow. I was hoping so.
Yes. Love that.
So there will be the slime.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? Maybe that's what I'll watch. Though.
Hey, did you guys see the fake uniforms that they put out for the Rams and Broncos where they were like the Christmas ugly sweaters, but they were jerseys?
They
I actually really liked them.
Love it.
Especially if it's going to be on Nickelodeon.
That's would perfect. Buy that. That would be, yes, they had they dressed up a mannequin outside of the Rams practice facility.
And the Broncos. Oaks.
Yeah. And so everyone's like, hey, these are the uniforms you guys going to wear. And dudes are walking by saying, I'm not doing that.
Like, that's not it.
Okay, trust me. If the NFL says you're going to wear it, you're going to wear it, buddy. So
I liked them, especially for Nickelodeon.
So I actually have to get up and go walk across the street and go to NBA Today.
Yes.
But you're in good hands because making his debut solo on the radio in the studio, Greg Bergman.
Wow. Well, it's not the debut, but Kirk's here with me.
I'm leaving you. Kirk's here with you, but he's remote. Okay?
I have to look at you on a screen now, Kirk.
Greg, it's just you.
I know it's going to be scary in here.
You going to be all right?
I don't know. I might
Mace is coming in early.
And run.
Mace is going to join you at noon.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go hang out over here at
this
NBA
is like a
today.
This is like a relay race show. I kind of like this.
Well you flexed about your study. She's got to flex about NBA today.
Mo, can you give me what's on
we are talking
NBA
about
today.
The five Christmas Day games, okay? And we're talking about who our MVP is going to be of the Christmas Day games.
Anything in particular? What's the NBA even got going on?
Oh,
right,
they got some good games. It's the Warriors Memphis. I think that's a big game. Although
no,
Steph
no
Curry's
Steph?
Not playing. I know, yeah. I know. But you still get to see Ja on Christmas. He's awesome. LeBron Luka, that's a good game. Knicks Sixers, that's good. Knicks are actually good right now.
Okay,
Sixers with Joel Embiid, that's a good one. But the big game, of course, is Milwaukee and Boston.
That's
Giannis. Jason Tatum. Ooh. If you want, can I plug my own story?
Go
I was doing a Jason Tatum story that finally dropped today.
Ding.
It's talking about how he they came back from losing in the finals. It's pretty good. I don't know. It's a Celtics story. I don't know if Laker fans want to read it, but
is this a real thing, Mosi? I'm just you know, I read the gossip sites and all this stuff. And I know we got a break. But did he skip a game for his son's birthday party?
Yep, that's a real thing.
Okay, good for him. Sure.
Yeah, his son Deuce is 5, and they had this weird schedule where they've been out on the road for eight games or something like that. They came home, played against Orlando at home, and Deuce's birthday fell in between. There was like an off day in between, but the next game was a 12 p.m. start. And so he had his son's birthday, I think it was in St. Louis. And it, you know what's kind of interesting about it is that he like posted on Snapchat. It wasn't like he's trying to hide anything.
Trying to hide it. Like,
and they gave him the game off for personal reasons.
As
and,
they should have.
And I think it only became a story because they lost. Like they lost both games.
Yeah.
I mean, people miss games all the time. Like, you can justify a player sitting out the second day of what it's essentially a back-to-back, right? I mean, there's a little off day in between, but it was a 12 p.m. start after and it was after a long road trip, et cetera. But I don't know. I have a hard time criticizing somebody who is doing something for their kid. Like
never.
I like to celebrate fatherhood and people who make those choices. But it would have been a little easier if they won.
Yeah. All good.
They lost. They got swept by Orlando at home. It wasn't great.
Yeah. My guy, Banchero. I like him, Paolo. Okay. Dude, all right, Mo. Go ahead. Go to work.
All right.
Go
I'm gonna go. You'll see me on the TV in a minute.
Oh, you'll be up there.
You know what? You know what you're gonna see. So I showed up like. No hair, no makeup. I didn't put. I did brush my hair, sort of. I took a shower and I brushed my hair. But I look, I dressed well, but I don't look good. And then in about 45 minutes, you'll see me on the TV and you'll be like, whoa, what happened? I was like, that's the glam.
You're going to be on the TV and it's going to feel like you're right here with me anyway.
Yeah.
So you leaving is, I'm looking on the TV. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Momo.
All right, Kirk, Emily, Taylor, Greg, it's been fun.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Travis Lee, right here, back here, 17. Am I not jumping all in, Greg? Am I back?
Yes, you're good? Back,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, we're here. You're good. Yeah, I can hear you. Kirk they can
on,
hear you.
For those who can't see, Kirk is on Zoom, and so and we're in the studio, so it's always sometimes a little bit...
Oh, it's fun times right now. It's great times.
Before you get to your thing, Emily, I got a question for you, Kirk. So I am now sitting in the two chair. You've been in this studio before.
Yes,
you know,
I have.
There's the one chair that Travis sits in, that Mason sits in, that Sedano sits in, you know. And Momo was over there and I'm on this side. Now, should I move over to the other side?
Yeah,
and have Mason walk in here and see me on the other side?
Because
that's going to be a big deal.
Make Mace be the two.
Oh, make Mace be the two. God, he would lose his mind.
Absolutely. See, and also, too, you're also in Michael Thompson's chair as well.
But, no, so Thompson goes over in the corner.
Yeah, but Michael Thompson's chair is a lot higher. Right now, you're sitting a little lower. You know, Michael Thompson, when you come in, he has, like, Michael's chair is, like, really, really high. So every time I come in, you got to lift that lever at the bottom and let the chair go down a little bit.
Oh no! Michael's the opposite. He goes super low.
That's right. He
goes
low.
Crazy.
So I have to
legs.
Raise it up. Yes. So I have to raise his seat all the way up. I'm like, Michael, how do you sit so low? That's what I meant to say. That Michael's chair is always the low. I'm like, how do you do that? But that's just
Michael Thompson. He's coming in today. We're actually going to see Michael Thompson today.
That's love right there. There we go. There we go.
I got an ask question before we get on to moving on to some sports topics because everyone loves sports. So this is a question from I want to assume that your name is pronounced Jesus. So from Jesus, he says, "What's in everyone's fridge right now?" So let's start with Greg.
Jeez. Why did that have to come to me? So I got a really nice gift basket from Mason. So a lot of the things that he gave me are in the fridge right now. There's like pears from Harry and David. And, you know, there's like the cheeses and different things.
That you would never have normally.
No, I would not normally have. Otherwise, if you take all that stuff out, There is a Brita filter.
Yep.
Oh. And there is some...
condiments?
There are some condiments. I think there are on the right side. There might be some condiments. There might be some oranges. Maybe some.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's it. There's not much going on in that fridge right now.
Yeah. What about you, Taylor? What's in your fridge?
I'm pretty lean right now. I'm kind of like Greg. I need to go grocery shopping. But I got some pepper jack cheese, pineapple juice. What else do I have? Tapatio, hot mustard.
What else do you need?
A pound of See's candy.
Oh, wow. There you go. See, look, we're on the same page, Taylor. I like that.
All right, Kirk, what about you?
That is not the case. So how much time do we have in this segment?
As much time as you need.
Okay, sure. Because remember, kids are out of school right now. So kids are on winter break. And you never know how much your kids eat or how much they snack until they're out of school. And I'm like, do you have this same stomach at school? Like, why don't you eat like this? Because you come home and your lunches are still kind of sort of full. But yet when you're at home all day from school, you tend to eat up the whole entire house. So yes, my refrigerator is full. And then, so I don't know about you guys. Have you ever like opened your refrigerator and you have like all these different aromas hit you? What's going on in my refrigerator.
No, I don't have anything
right
in there
now
to have aromas.
Okay. Emily does.
Because, so we have a family Christmas party on Saturday. And so it's a potluck Christmas party. So yesterday I went and got the honey baked ham from my people there in Culver City. Shout out to Honey Baked Ham. Went over there, picked up the ham. So now the ham is there. It's ready. It's in the refrigerator. We'll put that tomorrow in the oven and have it all ready for the Christmas party. Then on Sunday, post Rams game, so usually Christmas Day we do gumbo at my mother-in-law's house. Right. So the gumbo part for me, I can't partake until after the Rams post game show.
It's going to be gone. You're not going to get any of it.
No, trust me, it won't be gone. It won't be. Trust me, it will be a fight. No. So I one of the things that I do is I always clean the crab that used to go in it. So I have four crabs right now currently in my refrigerator. So you've got like a honey baked ham smell. You've got like
a crab smell.
Right?
This is lovely. I love all of these things. This is similar to what my parents would do in their fridge.
Correct.
Like my dad does gumbo too. I don't know if he's going to do it this weekend, but I think usually over Christmas he'll do that or he'll do prime rib. My dad's
prime rib,
great.
Yes. That
great
was last
cook.
Night, by the way. Yeah. So a little prime rib was last night. But shout out to Trader Joe's. They got this nice little braised rib thing that they got going on. About 20 bucks. Put it on last night, 400. And you put it on for about 20, 22 to 23 minutes. It had a nice little char on the top. So if you want to go with Cooking with Kirk, let me know. That could be another segment for later on. Cooking with Kirk gets you right for the holidays. But then you got some like leftover Chick-fil-A nuggets in there. So like I said, when you open that drawer, you open that door to my refrigerator, it's just what aroma, just whatever you want, it's going to hit you.
Yeah,
whatever
so you can smell. See, just to be clear though, you have kids and family and all these other things that you have to do. Yes. My child is not with me right now.
Right.
It's Christmas, so she's with her mom. Therefore, it is just me. I don't need a full refrigerator just for me, myself, and I. So there's just a little
bit
on
my side.
But
you do have water though, right?
Yeah, well, I have the Brita filter.
It's hydrated. Okay. Yeah,
you do have
and
water.
It's filtered too. It's not just it's not straight out of the tap.
Yeah. It's filtered too. Not just.
All right, we got Factor Cap coming up next, right, Kirk?
Yeah, Factor Cap, man. I can't wait, man. I haven't played Factor Cap in a long time. So Factor Cap coming up next, right here. This is Travis and Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, Greg, I'm glad you stopped me on Taylor Swift earlier because
yeah,
I think we would still be talking about it currently.
I know you would be still.
But I'm not going to bring it up. I'm done.
Just brought it up.
I know.
I love this though. I love that you'll be tailgating him. That is that is awesome, by the way.
It's going to be litty. Yeah. It's going to be great. So this first question is based off of two different Christmas songs. So you guys both aware of the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer Christmas song?
That's great. It's wonderful.
So yeah, it's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and then there's the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. So here's my Factor Cap. The Grinch coming and stealing all your gifts would be worse than your grandmother getting run over by a reindeer, provided the grandmother lives. Greg Vatrakap.
Provided the grandmother lives.
Yes.
No, man, I can't say anything bad about my grandma. So is which way is that?
Like, so you're going to say Cap.
You know, so I'm saying it's Cap. No, the Grinch is... Anything can happen with the Grinch. Stay away from my grandma, please.
I'm saying that is... I'm saying fact.
Oh, come on.
Stealing the gifts. I mean, have
grandma?
You seen... Yeah, but you got to look at the...
She got run over by a reindeer.
But she lives, Greg.
That
she
doesn't matter. Though. She's got to, like, break a hip. You
Did
know,
you
like, it's going to be a problem.
You didn't see the viral video of the family who rented a Grinch to come in and break into their home and steal the presents right in front
that.
Of the kids.
Yeah.
And did you see those kids' faces? Did you see what happened?
They were like, so scared and
they
sad.
They were so scared. It was
They fought
me,
back.
So
what are you talking
scared.
About?
Yeah, I know. They fought back.
Oh, that's right.
It was like,
did.
You're not going. So the Grinch stealing your gifts is way worse because kids were like, they were like, you know what? You don't know what your kids can do until someone's about to steal a gift from them. Like, there was these kids were possessed.
Turned feral.
Yeah, but not so, all yes. would. Some of the things we were talking about the other day was fight or flight. And, like, yes. a lot of people are going to go flight in that situation. So, no.
Taylor.
Grandma's not getting run over by nothing.
Fact. I don't know. If the Grinch actually exists, that's kind of a bad thing for the rest of us, you know? He's going to steal other people's presents. It's going to turn into a whole thing. So, yeah. I'm with Kirk.
Your grandmother's going to get run over by a reindeer.
What is it for you, Em?
I think that... Never has
But grandma
dark.
Survived.
Come on.
Yeah, grandma's
Come on.
Fine. I think grandma would want
Team
us to
grandma.
Have, I think grandma would want us
grandma
to have a good time
survived.
And have these gifts. So I'm going to say Grinch is worse than grandma.
Oh, you guys are all nuts. You don't know what's going to happen to grandma. Grandma, again, break
fine.
A hip, break an arm.
But
you don't know what's going to happen to her.
So
you got strong grandmas.
This is something that's a big part of my family's tradition for Christmas, okay. is that we always get pajamas on Christmas Eve. So we all wear pajamas at that night and then wake up in the morning and wear the pajamas when we open gifts and everything. So Christmas PJs are integral to the Christmas experience. I'm also saying provided that you've had a Christmas experience, Gregory.
I have.
Taylor, Fetcher Cap.
Christmas PJs, no, I don't think they're necessary. You know, it's just about the people you're with on Christmas. It doesn't matter what you're wearing.
Kirk?
I think it's Cap. It's this is twofold. So, you know, rest in peace, my grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Every
you killed
year,
her by a reindeer.
Yeah. But every year, Greg, honestly, I knew what my grandma was going to get me all the way up until, I think, of my teenage years. Grandma would always give us the thermal pajamas. So you just knew, nice. Like, you were getting thermal pajamas from grandma for Christmas. It was socks and thermal pajamas. She didn't give you no toys, no video games. You already knew grandma was giving you, you was going to have some socks and thermal pajamas. That being said, pajamas now are a social media thing in terms of, like, hey, this is our family kind of thing.
Yeah,
this
like
is
everyone's
who
matching.
Like,
everyone's together.
Like, so it's more for me and my buddies because we tease. I have a lot of single buddies out there, okay, Greg? The single guys. I'm talking to my single guys out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Pajama wearing is a new thing. It's if you're in the picture with the same pajamas, you're an item now. So that's part of some of the social media aspect of it.
Okay.
Right.
I know you've probably seen a couple memes, so that's been going on in the group chat. I was like, hey, so who's taking their pajama pictures with their lady yet? It's like, I'm not doing that. Nope.
Oh, no. too serious for me.
Yeah, it's too serious. No, but that is now the sign of we are together.
It's the hard launch, as the kids say.
I think that it is fact. When I was married, she was Christian, so we did celebrate Christmas for that entire time.
Matching pajamas?
And we did all wear matching pajamas. Wow. That means the kids. That means us. That was something you got your Christmas pajamas the day before on Christmas Eve, so we all wore it that night and in the morning. So, yeah, I absolutely think it's a part of it. I know Taylor wanted to be. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. No. It's all
with
about the
picture. I'm just jealous I never got Christmas pajamas, okay?
But no, they're very important. I think it's a great thing to do, and it just shows you the unity. You doesn't have to be on social media or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just fun to be wearing the same
but
type
it will
of pajamas.
Be.
You know,
it will be.
Thank you, Taylor. It will
I never,
be.
I never post my on social media anymore because I don't look great in my pajamas anymore, but like my mom every year.
You don't
year,
do it for the gram?
I don't do it for the gram. My mom every year, we get the Christmas pajamas that all match, and then my mom makes us wait on the stairs, even as adults, even as like nearly 30-year-olds. She has to sit on the thing in our age order and take a picture before we can walk down the stairs. And we're like, Mom, are we getting over? I mean,
Almost 30 doesn't matter. You could be almost 40, almost 50. You're going to be doing that no matter what.
Moms love this. Absolutely. She lives for this. She
exactly.
lives for this.
She loves it. Yeah. So I'll be traveling home for Christmas on the 26th after the Rams-Broncos game. But mm-hmm. it's and speaking of which, there's a lot of people stuck in the airport. There's a lot of airport travel yes. right now anyway. So it's never too early or too late to drink at the airport. Kirk, factor cap.
Say that again one more time.
It's never too early or too late to drink at the airport.
Fact. I would say fact. Only because I think Delta had to tell people. They had to change up their they had to change up their policy for the Sky Club. Now, I'm not a Sky Club guy. You know, people, you know, I try to spend as less time as possible in airports.
Yeah.
Where there's some people who like to get to the airport 5 hours before and go hang out in the lounge and go drink, you know, the free drinks.
You being early, Kirk? What?
No.
Yeah. That's not real.
No, sorry. Because I am very time efficient.
Yes. Yes. You're
amount
efficient.
Of I'm efficient with my time. If I can do more here, I'll do there. But I can't. For some reason, I just can't drink that early in the morning. I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Maybe I could do is a Bloody Mary considered drinking?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's got vodka in it.
Yeah, like, but I feel like the tomato juice makes you feel like it's actually helping you. But I can't do the early drinking. I just can't.
Okay, right. Look, this is fact. There is fact. No time whatsoever that is not okay. Time ceases to exist in an airport. It doesn't matter what time you're at an airport because if you can get a drink, you are allowed to have a drink at an airport because of what's going
on. The 8 a.m. beer?
Great. It doesn't matter.
People
yeah.
at the bar at the 8 a.m. beer.
Kirk, think about it. When you're there, nothing else matters in the world. You are in your own bubble at that point, and drinking is just a part of being in there because it's an airport. I don't care if it's a holiday, a non-holiday, right. whatever it happens yeah. to be. You can drink at an airport, and you absolutely should drink at
and
an airport.
Drop a cool 150 on the amount of drinks that you're
fine.
Oh
my God. Fine. Yeah, whatever you got to do
beer, huh?
to get through that experience inside of an airport. How many stories, like, it doesn't matter any host, any person you know, oh, I was at the airport yesterday and it was just a mess. I lost my luggage. It got delayed. I've been sitting on the flight for this long. Whatever happens to be, it's awful in airports. Drink as much as you can, as much as you want.
That 7:30 a.m.
doesn't matter.
Corona got me through it, though.
Exactly. Exactly. See, you get it.
When you could, fact or cap?
Yeah, fact. Absolutely. Especially if you're going back to a cold place like that, you know. Yeah. You better be hammered if you're going to go to 0 degree weather.
Totally. My family has gotten in. Well, when I went to South Carolina this summer, my aunt and uncle were trying to meet us there too, and they just happened to have their flight delayed a long time and ended up spending a lot of time in the Delta Sky Club. And
there
let's
you go.
Just say they had to be escorted out. So that's kind of where my family is in terms of that kind of stuff at the airport with drinking. So I got one last one for you guys. So sure. Christmas parties are the best holiday parties. Taylor, fact or cap.
Huh. What are the kind of holiday parties do we have? Do we have 4th of July?
4th of July, Memorial Day,
are there Easter
Labor
parties?
Day. You know, there is Easter
I was
brunch.
Thinking like work related for some reason.
Sorry, no, this is
just in general.
In general, a holiday party, and I'm including Thanksgiving on this as well. Taylor, Patrick Cat.
I think Thanksgiving, actually like the day before Thanksgiving, you know, everybody goes back to their hometown mm-hmm. and they're all hanging out, drinking at the bar. Mm-hmm. That might be the best for me.
Greg?
4th of July. 4th of July is the best one. You just get out there. In L.A., you're out there on the beach. You're hanging out. You're drinking some beers. You're drinking some whatever you're drinking and having a good time, throwing around a Frisbee.
If you're 4th
of July.
You're at the lake or something like that.
You're grilling outside. It's fantastic. Yes. No, 4th of July is the best one, not Christmas.
Kirk?
Wow. Ooh, this is a tough one.
Also, I'm Jewish, so.
This is very tough. Yeah. This is tough. Because I feel like on one side, Christmas parties are really fun because you're usually around people who you know, so you really have a good time. And obviously there's festive drinks, but then like Greg said, the summer parties, the 4th of July party is
lighting
usually
stuff on fire.
The one. Yeah,
fireworks.
Outside barbecue, it's fireworks. And I think you can really dive into the liqueur, right? I think because Christmas parties are more like eggnog and brandy, and I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm gonna go with the 4th of July parties because those
you can
are
put
a little
the lactate
bit better.
In there if you want
yeah,
to. You know,
yeah, I don't want to do all that. Oh man, college football this week. By the way, they started their ESP. For those people, if you don't know what ESP means,
I don't.
Early signing period.
Oh yeah,
so that started this week. Is UCLA doing something? because USC has already started. I'll tell you more about that coming up next here on Travis and Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
We know that Travis and Sliwa are missing out on all this fun. It'd be great. Get their Christmas takes and everything. But I do have an Ask Emily that we didn't get to yet. So
yeah,
this is from John in Huntington Beach of Fullerton, who says, we know Emily's family likes to get down. What's the Hebel drink of choice for Christmas time? So it doesn't really, it's not really always Christmas specific, but typically it's going to be, I'm a wine drinker, so I'll have wine. And then there's also these two. There's a cider that I love that's Virginia only, that you can only get in Virginia. And there's a beer that's only in Virginia as well. So, like, when I go home, I get those two things. I ask my parents specifically, can you get these kinds of brands? And then we're good to go. But my dad and my the men in the family are all, like, whiskey, peanut butter whiskey.
Peanut butter whiskey? No.
Yes. And then my older, or honey whiskey. And then my older sister is... White Claw. She has so much White Claw, it's ridiculous. Oh, or she'll make this. So you guys have seen those, like, large Tervises, right? So, like, these, the really big chunky ones. So my older sister will have one of those, like, filled with about 50-50, like, alcohol to mixer. And it's usually a mixer of, like, Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper. And, yeah, she gets down on Christmas, and the rest of us kind of just, like, we're all good. But, you know, the Hebel Christmas gets pretty lit sometimes.
Good. You should be drinking. I only drink scotch, maybe scotch. Some wine, but I drink scotch. Yeah. I drink it neat. It's got to be a little bit peaty, like a Lagavulin. Mm-hmm. I can have a little bit of Glenlivet, but for the most part, that's my drink of choice every time without fail.
What about the Morrisons?
Vodka and tequila. My wife is more tequila. Of a, tequila. She's more of a rosé kind of person.
Okay.
Ooh, that's so, me.
Champagne rosé. Yeah, you know. I'm more, tequila or... My drink of choice, just my natural go-to, is a Tito's Rocks with 3 lime. So I like the lime in there. It actually, the lime squeeze in kind of dilutes the actual alcohol taste. So I really feel like I'm drinking a lime water.
So and you so don't actually like the alcohol. You like...
No, it goes down easier. It goes down a little quicker. Yeah. Next thing you know, you do two of those, and next thing you know, the room starts spinning.
But you don't actually like right. The room does start spinning. But so you don't actually like the flavor of tequila. You just like the idea of what it does to you.
Well, I think it's a smoother taste for me with the lime. The lime gives me the smoother taste of just straight tequila. Because there's some, you know, sometimes you go places. Maybe it's probably just my college experience. Remember where you're.
Oh, I don't want to think about those.
Yeah, the alcohol that I had in college used to really taste like rubbing alcohol. Remember, you felt like you could get some.
Well, that's because it was garbage. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, the pop off.
The pop off. Pop off.
No, jeez.
Yeah,
way like too many bad.
Like at the beginning of the pandemic, when all the hand sanitizer was running out, and so people were making different hand sanitizer, and it smelled like literally just tequila, and you're like, this is absolutely terrible.
Did you ever have the Ron Rico rum?
When
you're
Ron Rico,
Rico rum, oh god, that's like Popov level rum. Ugh.
Yeah, the Popov was something that you could drink, but also put it on your cuts. Yeah, right. So it's like it doubled for the use.
What bowl game are you doing now? Next,
so bowl game. So I already had the Cure Bowl last week, which was between Troy, the winners of the Conference USA, versus the winner of the Sun Belt, which was UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio. Great game in Orlando. Awesome game. UTSA lost. It was Troy. The unbelievable experience. Now I'm doing the Guaranteed Rate Bowl between Oklahoma State versus Wisconsin.
That's a good game.
It would be a good game on paper, Greg. But in the world that we live in, the transfer portal has changed how we look at college football. And I had a chance to talk to some of these coaches. And Oklahoma State actually had about 5 guys enter the portal, a name that people here in Los Angeles should know. A linebacker of Oklahoma State left there. He signed with USC this week, guy by the name of Mason Cobb. So he'll be out of this particular bowl game, but you'll see him with the USC Trojans this week. On the opposite side,
wait, can he play?
He cannot play.
Okay, good. I was about to say, that's kind of crazy.
Because he has to enroll at school. So not considered he's not enrolled at school.
Because they're still student athletes.
Yeah, they're still student athletes. You're right, Em. So it's crazy because I have a game here coming up, and yet both quarterbacks that started the season for are not a part of these teams. So the kid named Spencer Sanders for Oklahoma State, he is currently in the portal. Another good guy that maybe Chip Kelly may think about at UCLA right now, who's kind of in a situation where they're trying to find who is their quarterback for next season. And then the other quarterback, kid named Graham Mertz, over at Wisconsin. He entered the portal. He is now a quarterback over at Florida. So trust me, when you said, like, are you working this week, Kirk? Like, my head is exploding because this is just crazy. I talked to a coach yesterday, right? And he said, this is what college football is, by the way. He says high school and junior college is now the draft. The transfer portal is now free agency. And that's why you're seeing how these schools will start to handle just the way this is just happening right now. So transfer portal is free agency and high school and all these. I'm just laughing about it, and I shouldn't be laughing. But, you know, when you see these high school kids have like the three hats in front of them when they're going to make their decision on, you know, I'm going to pick this hat, and they fake like they're going to grab this hat. And at the end, they grab this one and say, you know, I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. That don't mean that no more. I mean, kids now literally are picking a school, and in literally 6 months are in the transfer portal. Yeah. It's crazy.
So let me ask you this. You were a third-round draft pick for the Raiders, right?
Correct.
Coming out of San Diego State.
Yes.
So that means you were a high draft pick, and people really wanted you. If you were in college right now,
yes,
would you have left San Diego State to go try to play somewhere for a season, maybe two, at like UCLA or USC, or go to the SEC, the Big Ten?
What would
you have done? Yes?
100%.
Wow. So you would have taken a part of the transfer portal.
I would have. Because if you look at the trajectory of my career, I started as a freshman. I was a freshman All-American. My sophomore year of college, I was a first-team all-conference linebacker.
Right.
My third year, my junior year, I actually was the defensive player of the year in our conference. So I could have transferred as a graduate transfer, have 1 year of eligibility, and could have played anywhere in the country. And I would have loved to have been on a Power 5, SEC, Big Ten, and at the time Pac-12. Me and my buddies from USC, we have this conversation all the time. Guys like Lofa Tatupu, like, you know, yep, like Trojan greats. And we said, man, what if we all would have played together? If the transfer portal would have been around at that time, I would have loved to have went to USC or UCLA. It would have been fun.
It would have raised your value just that much more. So absolutely, you have no problem with any of this transfer portal stuff, because I know coaches are bouncing around all the time already, but correct, you have no problem with players like Caleb Williams leaving, yeah, Oklahoma to go to USC with Lincoln Riley, or, you know, even Zach Charbonnet left Michigan to go to, yeah, UCLA. Like, people are moving around all the time. You have no problem whatsoever with this.
Well, no, because I think movement is part of the job now, especially in professional sports, in collegiate sports. I think that sometimes people go to a place and they, like, remember, a recruiting visit for a lot of people is you go to a school for 48 hours and you're like, can you see yourself playing here? I always remember my recruiting visit to San Diego State. Now, I had also visited UNLV. I'd also visited Washington. Arizona was next up. But I remember my head coach, former USC head coach by the name Ted Toner, was a head coach at San Diego State. And I remember he sat us all down and he says, look, I don't know where you guys are going to choose, what school, whatever, but I want you to remember that flight into San Diego. And you come in through downtown and you land. Just always remember, this will now be your home forever. So if you go to San Diego State, the city of San Diego will always be here for you. So when you graduate and you, hey, I want you to make it to the NFL, but if you don't, tell me another city in America you wouldn't want to live in. I was sold then. I was sold.
But I mean, is that enough for you, though? Like, I mean, he's basically saying, like, you may not make it to the NFL if you come here, but people will love you here. Whereas if you go to somewhere like Alabama or USC or even Oregon, something like that, they're like, you're going to be in the NFL if you come here. You're going to be a superstar if you come here. You got a guy, dude, down there being like, the city will love you.
Well, I think, but the one thing, the reason why I chose him, because no one actually told me the truth. Everyone can say they want you to go to the NFL, and you can happen, but when you think about the reality of only 260 players get drafted every year, am I one of those 260 when you think about how many?
Well, you were.
Of, yeah, I did get there, I know, but if you would have asked me my freshman year going into San Diego State, 220 pounds, well, I was about 210 soaking wet. I had a red shirt. The NFL was never on my mind, Greg.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, never. I was going to an offensive school that doesn't even have a on-campus stadium. Like, I was just being realistic with myself. Like, hey.
Okay, so you built yourself up, and then you could have, if you were in this era, you would have been able to, because you built yourself up so high, you could have moved to something else and raised your value even more.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this before we got a break here. I talked to head coach Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State yesterday, and the one thing he did tell me is that his quarterback who entered the portal says, hey, coach, I've been here for 5 years with you. I just want to do something new. And coach said, you know what? I can't blame you, because if you're one of my kids, I would want you to go see the world as well. You spent 5 years in Oklahoma. He said, you know what? Go see what's out there for you. Go see what's out there. And I can't blame him. Hey, LeBron did it, right? LeBron spent that time in Cleveland. He's like, you know what? Like, I appreciate it. I want to go see Miami.
I want to make movies in L.A.
I want to go back to Cleveland. You know what? I want to go to L.A. Like, so I think that's what it is now. College sports have now turned into professional sports.
No, I fully agree with that. And I get people yelling at me all the time saying that, no, it's not. It's still, you're still a student athlete. No, you're not. You're making money.
Making money. That's why UCLA will be in the Big Ten with SC. But a team that has, like, changed, like, the way that they play, but more importantly, an indictment on the guy who used to coach the football team. This dude should have just stuck to college. I'll tell you who that guy is coming up next here, right here on Travis and Sliwa on ESPN 710.